the Haines Assembly moved to offer the borough manager job to a former state commissioner of administration who's been retired for nearly a decade. It voted unanimously Tuesday to offer the job to Annette Kreitzer, who had served in the administrations of Governors Sarah Palin and Sean Parnell. But it's not a done deal. The offer is pending the outcome of negotiations over her contract. Still, Assemblymember Jerry Lapp sounded upbeat that the Assembly had finally filled its top position, which had been vacant since May 2020.
We wanted somebody who had integrity. We wanted somebody who didn't get involved in local politics or things like that. There is no perfect candidate, okay? There is nobody in the world that would come here and check all the boxes for every assembly member or every citizen in this borough. And so I think in Annette Kreitzer, we have someone who checks the majority of the boxes that we want to check.
If Kreitzer accepts the job, she said she'd be available to start in October. She says she'll decide in about 10 months whether to stay on, after which her husband would follow her from Juneau, where she's been a longtime resident. In other business, Haines voters will be asked to create a sliding scale sales tax hike that goes up in the summer and down in the winter in a bid to capture more revenue from summer visitors. The sales tax adjustment will go before voters on the October 5th municipal ballot. In other news, the Assembly also authorized appropriating $110,000 in federal aid to survivors of last December's storms that killed two people and destroyed houses along Beach Road. It would allow for people to bring storm debris and damaged household items to the dump free of charge. Collection dates will be announced, and the project is organized by the Haines Long-Term Recovery Group. Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude told the Assembly that the temporary road through the landslide area on Beach Road has been completed, and Alaska Power and Telephone are working on restoring power in the next few weeks. The mayor also advised caution this weekend when crowds are expected to arrive for the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
Please do your part to everyone, staying safe and healthy. ALECA came up with a PSA. Hopefully letting people know that we want them to be COVID safe and follow the fair protocols while they're in town so we don't have Haines blow up with COVID cases like they have elsewhere in Southeast.
Haines residents turned out in force to discuss heli-ski tourism. Haines' current borough code allows three operators in the Chilkat Valley. That came to a head when a fourth operator applied and was summarily denied to operate out of Haines. The prospective applicant, Stellar Adventure Travel, has appealed the decision. Owner Reggie Christ says he plans to also develop a high-end lodge at 18 Mile Haines Highway to boost tourism in the area.
If we were able to actually improve the luxury accommodations with a heli-in-out lodge, that's something that just doesn't currently exist in Haines. And that's something that would actually attract this higher-end user, which I believe is where this market is heading.
Haines helicopter pilot Rihanna Rasmussen was among those to voice doubts that the Chilkat Valley should allow a fourth heli-ski operation.
And I can tell you that having a lot of aircraft in such a small area is not safe. It's also not a safe situation for skiers. We just don't have the available acreage to make it a sellable product and a safe product.
The Assembly referred the question to its Government Affairs Committee to study and discuss the issue at its September 7th meeting. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.